Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. We're continuing the halachis of hatmono, of insulating a pot, which we started in last shir. Now, there's two types of hatmonas. Hatmona moisif hevel, which means you cover it and it's adding heat. For example, in a practical application, it would mean something on the blech and you cover it with blankets, or it's a percolator and you cover it with the special sleeve that's over the urn. Those are examples of hatmono hamoisif hevel, which is also even if you do it before Shabbos. Mashenkin, regular atmana, without moisif hevel, means stam wrapping something in a towel or in a blanket, that's mutter from before Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. Now, there's a machloikis rishonim, if you didn't wrap the entire pot, is that called atmana? And lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that even if it's partly insulated, that's enough of an iser to be aser atmana. For example, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't put a pot directly onto coals, because there, the bottom is wrapped by the coals, and the coals are hot, the moisif hevel, and they can't be done even if you do it before Shabbos. Mashenka the Ramah says, no, as long as the top is open, it's not completely covered, the top of the pot, that's not called hatmana. And we pass Kilamaisa, the minig is, like the Ramah says, that's the minig, that as long as it's open partially, that's not called hatmana. But the Svarmari speak out that even for the Ramah, it says that partially uncovered is not called hatmana, it has to be a significant amount. If it's only a little bit uncovered, it's still called atmana. And this halach will be very negeya when we talk about the crackpots, legabi the shayla of atmana, in a later shir. Now, another halach is that if I did atmana without moisif hevel from before Shabbos, then on Shabbos, I'm allowed to add blankets to it. For example, I wrapped it before Shabbos, I wrapped it with two blankets. Before Shabbos, blankets are not moisif hevel, it wasn't on the fire. Then I realized that it's going to take a little longer to eat the soup. So if I want to add some extra blankets, that's not a problem. As long as it was covered from before Shabbos, I'm allowed to add blankets on Shabbos. The same thing is, if it's covered from before Shabbos, then on Shabbos, I take it out of the blanket to serve some soup, I want to put it back in, that's also fine. As long as it's not Dava HaMoisif Hevel, and I did it from before Shabbos, then it's fine. But if Shabbos came in, it was not covered, then I cannot cover it on Shabbos, even though, let's say I covered it on Friday afternoon, but if when Shabbos came in, it was not covered, it's usur to cover it on Shabbos, even with a davar is not moisif hevel, even to cover with a blanket, which is not moisif hevel, I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos, unless when Shabbos came in, it was completely covered, then I could add covers, or if I take it out, I could put it back in.